It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each weekday morning, WYEP Morning Mix host Joey Spehar airs a kids-approved song submitted by listeners. The segment, titled Cool Kids, is meant to be an ongoing discussion of quality music that adults can share with the young people in their lives, or music that doesn't make you want to jump out of your minivan. While these songs make for great drive-time programming for families, they can also contribute to early childhood development. Joey Spehar is, as I mentioned, the host of The Morning Mix on our sister station, WYEP. He's also a father, and he joins us in Studio A to talk about cool kids. Joey Spehar, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Paul.
And also with us is Dr. Rachel Whitcomb, assistant producer, assistant professor of music education, and she may well be a producer as well. Assistant professor, though, of music education at Duquesne University, joining us to talk about the importance of sharing quality music at an early age. Rachel Whitcomb, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
So, Joey, where did the idea for Cool Kids come from?
Well, Paul, as you know, in the radio world, we're always looking for new and exciting things to do. What's going to relate, or what sorts of topics will relate to our listeners? And
always.
So I'm a dad. My daughter's almost 2 years old, and I found that she really enjoys music so far. Whether it's plucking the strings on a guitar I have laying around, or trying to play the piano, or just sitting in her car seat listening to some tunes. I thought that, geez, I can relate to this. I'm sure there are countless people out there who, have had similar experiences with their children.
Just watching their kids react and seeing how it stimulates them.
Right.
And I think we've heard, too, over the years of people maybe putting speakers in a crib and playing some sort of music. Sometimes it's classical. Sometimes it's something else. Usually not blaring rock and roll. But the kids tend to pick up on the vibe, don't they, of music?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, when I was preparing to become a father, I wasn't worried about, what color should I paint her room? How do I change a diaper? The thing that really was on my mind is, what album am I going to play in the car on the way home from the hospital?
you gave it a lot of thought.
A lot of thought.
What did you end up playing?
Astral Weeks, Van Morrison.
And did you see a response there?
No.
From the little babe?
No, she was, all of 2 days old. But I'm wondering.
But they say that at an early age, and Rachel, maybe you can chime in on this, but they say that from an early age, children do pick up on these things, even though they may not show a reaction. There's some sort of stimulation of the brain that's taking place.
Absolutely. Children will respond and are influenced by music that they hear at an early age. Absolutely. What will happen is children will hear certain things, and I think it's a combination of what they hear and what's going on in the environment at the same time. So if a parent is particularly supportive of a particular album, a particular type of music, and is responding emotionally him or herself, then the child will do the same thing. So those early influences are important. And when you think about what you're going to play for children, or what you're going to play in your home while your child is there very early on, you have to think about, if you only play one type of music, then that will also affect perhaps not a closed-mindedness, but that will become normal. And so any other type of music that they hear later on will become weird to them. So as much variety as you can give is important to allow them to accept a lot of different things. So I think it's wonderful that you're playing different things for your child. You need to do that.
So you're saying Joey's being a good father?
Well, yes, if he's playing a variety of things. I think he's a good father no matter what, I'm sure.
Oh, thanks.
And are you playing a variety of things, or are there's things you gravitate toward that you like that presumably your daughter's going to like as well?
Absolutely, and my tastes are very eclectic, anything from bluegrass to punk rock to jazz and everywhere in between.
Which is the way that WYEP is.
Right. So I fit in perfectly here. And, at home, I listen to mostly records at home. I don't have a CD player anywhere but in my car. So what I do is I open up the cabinet where the records are, and I just say, Madeline, pick something and we'll listen to it. And she'll kind of flip through, you know, sometimes.
And she's how old?
She's almost two.
So she doesn't quite know what she's doing, but
she doesn't.
She realizes she has some choice. It may just be that it's the color of the album, which I suppose is an advantage to doing the taking the analog route instead of digital.
Correct. And you know, so she grabs something, we pull it out, I show her how to put the record on, and sometimes she enjoys it, sometimes she doesn't.
What are some of the stories that listeners have shared with you?
Well, there's been a lot. There was really an outpouring when we started this of people just really excited to share their stories. And one that really sticks out in my mind, a guy sent me a video of his 9-month-old son. He put on a song from the Ava Brothers, which is like a kind of folky but kind of raucous band as well. And his kid's just sitting on the floor and he starts bouncing and literally moved probably 20 feet when the song came on. And he said you could play it over and over and he would just do it nonstop.
Now, there's also a Blondie story here as well.
Yeah, so I heard from another listener. Her name is Barbara O'Kelly, and she said that when her kids were little, they would literally chase each other around the house singing Blondie's One Way or Another. You know, I'm going to getcha, getcha, getcha.
Oh. We could see that playing right into a childhood game.
Definitely. So I believe we have a clip of that.
I believe we do.
When my children were about 3 and 5 years old, they used to chase each other all around the house singing Blondie's One Way or Another. Gonna getcha, 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 getcha.
And that, of course, is Deborah Harry, the lead singer of Blondie, which was really one of the cutting edge, really what you would classify as punk rock going back 30 years ago. So it's kind of edgy, as are many pop songs. So what do you think about music like Kidz Bop, which takes popular songs and changes them to be kid friendly? Do you think that this is a good way to share music with a child?
Well, I think in my opinion, I think any way of sharing music with your child is probably a good thing. Personally, I don't care for the Kidz Bop. I think if these songs exist and they sound good as it is, and there's so much music out there, just find something else.
Don't sanitize them.
Right.
Dr. Rachel Whitcomb, Assistant Professor of Music Education at Duquesne University, what are your thoughts on sharing music like Kidz Bop?
I think there's two things. First of all, you have to have – whatever music you're playing for children has to have some kind of thing that's interesting, passionate. So if you are passionate about the music, if you like the music, I think that's important. I think in terms of being sanitized, it really depends on whether it's developmentally appropriate. I think there are a lot of albums that were created for kids by people with very good intentions that want to sing fun songs about fun things, but they're not singing in a vocal range that is appropriate. They're not providing any type of style that resembles anything in the world. So if they're going to really, if you think about education in general should be, and education meaning working at home with your child, educating them about the world, it should be a reflection on what's going on in society. And that music really isn't a reflection of what's going on in society. So if you're changing music going on in society for a child, it's actually not really truth. It's not authentic. So I think authenticity and passion really have a lot to do with it, particularly authenticity. Be a musician, however that is in your child's life. Show them, share music that you love. Be musical. Move to the music that you love. And you can't do that with music that you don't enjoy. And especially, like you were saying, getting thrown out of the, you know, you just want to throw yourself out of your minivan when you hear certain pieces of music that were created for children. And there's a reason for that. I think that it's done in a way that sometimes, I'm not talking about all children's albums, but sometimes it's done in a way that's not authentic.
So it kind of goes along with the theory that if a child is spoken to as an adult, as opposed to being spoken to in baby talk, that mm-hmm. they tend to pick up vocabulary sooner.
Absolutely. And learning music is a lot like learning language. We talked about in early childhood education, emergent literacy. So if you go into an early childhood classroom, you'll see letters, you'll see words with pictures, you'll see those types of things. So we're immersing children in language and in literacy, in writing and reading. We do the same. We should do the same thing with music. We're not creating when you do that, you're not putting letters up there that they're never going to see in life. They're going to use all of those letters when they write and when they read. Same thing with music. Create an environment where you're immersing children in music, a variety, as I said, but it should be something that resembles what they're experiencing in society. There's nothing wrong with including rap, hip hop, country, pop, rock, folk. There's nothing wrong with that, including a variety of those things, classical as well, of course, in their education or in your experiences with children over a daily basis to get them to understand this is what people do. This is what people value. Music is something that people value and do.
We're talking with Dr. Rachel Whitcomb, Assistant Professor of Music Education at Duquesne University, and also Joey Spehar, co-host of the Morning Mix on WYEP, our sister station, about his Cool Kids segment. And what has the listener reaction been to this?
It's been really, really strong. I've been working here full-time for almost a year now, and I went from getting, you know, maybe one email a week to a couple a day of people saying, hey, I listened to this and I've been thinking about this. And, you know, it really made me think of what my mom played for me when I was little, or, you know, my brother's kid. I threw on, you know, we were driving around in the car the other day and a song came on and he really lit up. And just people have been really generous with their stories.
And Dr. Whitcomb, what suggestions do you have for parents about how to incorporate music into a child's life? I'm guessing that as they listen to this, they're thinking, boy, I haven't really given this much thought. Maybe I should. So how do they proceed from here?
First of all, don't underestimate and don't forget about the experiences that you had as a child. So, you're talking about these things are whatever you're influenced by as a child is really important. So I think the first thing I would say is be a musician. And a lot of people don't feel that they have the musical skills, the formal musical training to do anything musical with their children. And my thoughts on that are you can get the training if you'd like, and that's really important. But the most important thing on a daily basis is be musical with your child. My mother singing in the kitchen and making up songs and kind of dancing around was very influential. I would not be sitting here talking to you or doing what I do with early childhood music.
With the Early Childhood Music Initiative.
Right. And I'm also right now in the studio working on some country music too. So I would not be doing that if my mother did not play that kind of music, if my father didn't like that kind of music, if my mother didn't move to music. So listen with your children. If they're too small, bounce them on your knee, anything like that, to the beat, anything like that. Get them kinesthetically responding to music.
Dr. Rachel Whitcomb, Joey Spehar, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Paul Guggenheimer. That's all the time we have for now. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of Essential Pittsburgh.